For a number of years, there have been accusations against the Russian government, claiming that the Russian government has attacked journalists outside of the country, for example, through the use of nerve agents or through radiation poisoning and things like that. There have been rumors of this type that go back for a number of years now. None of these accusations have ever been substantiated or proven. There's also claims that the Russian government has assassinated journalists within Russia itself, and once again, those claims have never been proven. I mean, certainly there have been journalists that have been murdered or have disappeared under unusual circumstances, but it also has to be considered that in Russia itself, within the country, organized crime is a serious problem, and many of these murders may be linked to organized crime rather than to the Russian state itself. There's never been any verification of the claims that the Russian state itself is actually behind these kinds of killings of journalists. As far as the foreign journalists that have been killed in places like England, it is true that there have been certain journalists that have died under seemingly odd circumstances. However, we have never substantiated that the Russian government is behind this. Certainly the Russian government has been accused of murdering journalists that are critical of the Russian regime. However, it's also true that there's a range of rogue elements within Russia itself that might have motivation to do something like this. And there's also questions of conflicts between some of these journalists and other forces as well. As far as the poisoning that has been used to kill journalists, it may be that some of these resources were actually stolen from the former Soviet Union as well during the time that the breakup was of the Soviet Union took place. There was a great deal of chaos, and there are weapons of these types or substances of these types that have been unaccounted for, so that's a potential issue also. The idea that the British are somehow going to retaliate against Russia for the allegations that have not been substantiated is a bit of a dubious claim on the British government's part. I mean, certainly the British government could enact some token measures like the Americans have done. The Americans have done the same thing. During the Obama administration, when the conflict over Crimea happened, the Obama administration imposed some so-called sanctions on Russia that largely were just symbolic actions meant to express disapproval of Russia's actions in Crimea. It's also true that recently the U.S. federal government tried to bring a so-called indictment against a number of Russian individuals and companies that were alleged to have interfered in the 2016 American election. Now these kinds of actions are silly because the United States has neither the United States nor Britain has any jurisdiction to launch a criminal prosecution against people in a foreign country. And it's certainly obvious enough that the Russian state is not going to extradite anyone on these kinds of charges that are dubious anyway. So it's really a non-issue. It's possible for the Great Britain or the United States to bar certain individuals from entering the country, and they've done that. For example, Alexander Dugin, who was a prominent geopolitical theorist from Russia, has been barred from entering a number of Western countries. He's barred from the United States. But other than that, that's about it. And you know, once again, as far as the use of a nerve agent to kill journalists or to kill spies or anything like that, you know, there's never been any substantiated evidence brought forth that this is really an incident that has actually transpired. These are merely claims and accusations. And it's certainly true that both the British and the Americans have tried to use this as a means of you know, engaging in a rhetorical denunciation of Russia, but it's largely something that's been unsubstantiated, and it's something that the British and Americans really have no means of doing anything about.
Okay.